This is Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Yesterday, President Biden signed a bill to make June 19th, known as Juneteenth, a federal holiday. Juneteenth commemorates the day in 1865 when Union soldiers brought word to enslaved Black people in Galveston, Texas, that they were free, roughly 2.5 years after the passage of the Emancipation Proclamation. UC Merced Associate Professor of History Kevin Dawson published a column in the Sacramento Bee last year calling on the government to recognize the day as a holiday. I checked in with him about the significance of this week's news.
Yeah, so I was surprised, but pleasantly surprised that Juneteenth is being recognized as a national holiday. I think it fits in perfectly with our narrative of the United States being a country of freedom, liberty, democracy, and equality.
Well, how do you square this step against the other things we're seeing in the news right now? Research indicating that support of Black Lives Matter among white Americans peaked last summer, but since has dropped to levels below what it was when George Floyd was murdered, you know, along with this attack on critical race theory. I mean, how does all of this sit in your head?
That's a harder question to get at, right? I mean, it's hard to square these kinds of things because on the one hand, Juneteenth, I mean, if we back up for just a second before I answer that question, I mean, what Juneteenth did is that slavery was abolished in kind of a piecemeal fashion during the Civil War, right? And so you have the Emancipation Proclamation being a step towards the abolition of slavery. You have the North winning the Civil War. And then you have the 13th Amendment, which comes after Juneteenth is first celebrated and after the Civil War. But what Juneteenth did is that it actually was it freed slaves. And what it said, what the proclamation said, was that these formerly enslaved people are now equal to white Americans. And so it was this expression of equality. And it's the first time you have a true expression of equality. And it takes place almost 90 years to the date after the Declaration of Independence, right? Which we celebrate on the 4th of July. And so I think it's striking. And I think we need to keep that in mind is what Juneteenth is actually celebrating. We might think that the Declaration of Independence is a celebration of freedom, but it takes place while colonial America was still very much a slave-owning society. Whereas Juneteenth, it's forcing us to deal with the hard questions of our inequality, our injustices. And so to answer your question, I am dismayed that there has been this kind of waning support of Black Lives Matter. I'm not entirely surprised. I mean, we're coming out of a pandemic, and there's been a lot of shifts in people's priorities, but I don't think the lessons of Black Lives Matter are going to be lost, right? I mean, what ends up happening, I think what we need to keep in mind is what happened in those protests last summer, that it was Black Lives Matter protest, but in many ways, most of the people out there in the streets were white Americans. And I don't think they're going to forget those lessons. I don't think the people who were out protesting, and not just the people on the street, but the people who took action in other ways, right? I mean, there were other ways for people to take action rather in addition to just going on the street. And so all of those things, all of those emotional investments, all of those moral investments against injustice, against intolerance, against police brutality, I don't think those are going to go away. And also, I think the coalitions that were formed, right, between Black Americans and white Americans, but between other people of color, Asian Americans, Latinx people. I mean, what we saw in a lot of ways, I mean, I'm very hopeful after last summer. We still have a lot of work to do as a country, but I think that's what Juneteenth is about. I mean, Juneteenth is a recognition of freedom, of liberty, of democracy, but it's also about saying there's work to be done.
So I have heard concerns within the Black community that as Juneteenth grows in popularity, it could
become over commercialized. It could lose its meaning. It could become like a Memorial Day in which, you know, it's about furniture sales, not necessarily the heart of what the holiday is all about. Do you share that concern?
You know, that could happen. That probably will happen, you know, but I don't know that's going to happen in the immediacy, right? I mean, if that happens, I think that's going to happen years down the road. I think that people will still be forced to deal with Juneteenth. I think as Americans actually learn kind of the nuances of Juneteenth and what it's about, right? That it's about this Union general freeing slaves and forcing Americans to deal with this question that we don't want to deal with in America, whether we're Black or white. Most people don't want to deal with the issue of slavery. I mean, it's something that people are embarrassed by, but it's something that we also need to address in order to allow for healing. And so I think that if there's celebrations, people are going to have to ask, you know, what are we celebrating? And so that is going to force people, it's going to force conversations, and it already is forcing conversations.
You know, you write in your piece that was published last year, and I'm quoting from the opinion piece here, we intentionally forget Juneteenth as it complicates and nuances who we imagine ourselves to be as a country. And that line really resonated with me because I think it really gets to the center of this reckoning that we are being invited to participate in as we consider how the legacy of slavery has shaped the United States. And just your final thoughts on how Juneteenth may help us to move past that and to sort of reimagine who we are as a country.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point to touch on and to close on. I mean, we imagine ourselves as a country being founded on these ideals of liberty, democracy, and equality, beginning with kind of the Puritan pilgrim experience in New England. But that's just one American experience, right? We forget, in doing so, we forget that at the time of the American Revolution, all 13 colonies had enslaved Africans in them. Slavery was legal in all 13 American colonies. And it was central, enslaved labor was central in many colonies. And so Juneteenth reminds us that our freedom, that our liberty, democracy was born out of injustice, was born out of slavery in many ways, that slavery produced the capital, produced the wealth that enabled the 13 colonies to rebel against England. I mean, that's one thing that's really important to keep in mind is the wealth that plantation slavery created for the colonies and created for the United States. And so I think it's important to keep that in mind that, you know, freedom is important to Americans, but what was the cost of that freedom? And how did we arrive at that freedom?
Well, thank you for taking the time to talk with us about Juneteenth. I have been talking with Kevin Dawson, Associate Professor of History at UC Merced. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a pleasure.